I've probably been genre fluid ever since I started to write. There's nothing clever or even deliberate about this. It comes from my frequent inability to settle for one thing, a tendency to fidget, then fall between the stools. I envy the purists and specialists, their deep knowledge, their focus. Glancing at my overstuffed bookshelves, it strikes me again that I'm interested in too many things. There's the nature books, fiction, play scripts, psychology, art, philosophy, photography, children's picture books, politics, cinema, and of course poetry. I'm a firm believer that reading and writing go hand in hand. So perhaps it's no wonder that when I sit down to write, I often feel not so much fluid as scattered. When I started to write, it was poems. They were my thing. But although I never wanted to write a novel, stories and characters kept popping up. I wrote poems as narrative fragments, in voices, and it's perhaps not surprising that my first drama was a version of one such sequence and contained more poems than dialogue, nor that I write adaptations dramatising novels and classic films, including silent movies such as Nosferatu and The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari for radio. Right now, today, I've been playing around with making a text for theatre that seems to be coming out as a mashup of dialogue, poetry and prose, of autobiography, science and ventriloquism, don't ask, of writing that's sometimes very personal, sometimes very far away. I don't know how it will turn out. It could be truly terrible, a bit like my childhood culinary experiments, Marmite on ice cream, chips with jam, a few mixed herbs in the apple pie. A certain kind of genre fluidity is all the rage at the moment, isn't it? I don't mean the writers who move between different forms. I mean those watery texts that run away from you when you try to fix them. The ones that get labelled as metafiction, autofiction, essay slash memoir slash poetry. The book of poems that look like a play, the play that looks like a book of recipes. I've read and reread a lot of genre fluid work recently. Sheila Hetty's Motherhood, Leanne Shapton's Important Artifacts and Personal Property, which is the fictional story of a relationship presented as an auction catalogue. Everything by Maggie Nelson, quite a bit by Claudia Rankine. The list goes on. Perhaps this genre fluidity is a reflection of our globe-fusing, sight-surfing, multi-platform, hyper-streaming world, of a time in which everything, from music to fashion, from cookery to gender, is a mash-up. Perhaps it's inevitable that booksellers are struggling to know where to shelve so many titles. It's also interesting to me that as the world burns down and we all go to hell in a handcart, a lot of us seem to be turning inwards, making work which is intensely personal, and many of us seem to be seeking collaboration across diverse disciplines, skills, oceans of learning. I'm currently exploring two collaborations, one with a sculptor and one with a scientist turned therapist and writer. In recent times, perhaps the task of trying to make sense of the world has become an extra tough undertaking for artists of every kind. Perhaps we're casting around for new ways of living together, holding hands as the planet unravels, for ways to make the total more meaningful than the sum of the broken parts.